crime like he did in Washington, D.C. Memphis Mayor Paul Young today says military deployment is not needed, but he can't stop it.
We're seeing double-digit percentage reductions in crime across the board, and I believe that what we should do is double down on those strategies that we know work.
Tennessee, one of eight states that sent National Guard troops to D.C. On Wall Street, stocks finishing up for the week. This is ABC News. In Florida, prosecutors telling a judge they expect to rest their case next week against the man standing trial of trying to assassinate Donald Trump on his Florida golf course last year.
After just 2 days of testimony, federal prosecutors have called a total of 13 witnesses to testify in the trial of Ryan Ruth. They allege he meticulously planned to assassinate Donald Trump on his West Palm Beach golf course last year, though his attempt was thwarted when a Secret Service agent spotted him while Trump was just one hole away. Ruth, who's representing himself, said he plans to present a brief case next week focusing on his character and peacefulness. He's on a tight leash after being criticized by the judge this week for making multiple inappropriate and irrelevant statements to the jury. From Fort Pierce, Florida, Peter Haralambos, ABC News.
At least 107 people are dead, more than 146 missing after a boat capsized in northwestern Congo today. It's the region's second deadliest boat accident in just the past week. I'm Michelle Franzen. ABC News.
Harvest more savings with Case IH Genuine Parts at Johnson Tractor. Get 5% back when you spend $1,000 or more on OEM lubricants and filters with your Productivity Plus account, plus $100 off harvesting kits and camera systems for every $1,000 spent. New customers earn a $50 statement credit after $500 in purchases and enjoy no interest, no payments for 90 days on qualifying Case IH parts. Count on Case IH Genuine Parts only at Johnson Tractor.
You may have thought that compact tractors are too expensive. Well, LS Tractors offering 0% for 72 months. Subcompact tractors with motors starting at $267 a month. Larger compact tractors with motors as low as $309 a month. Hi, I'm Rick from the Homesteader Store. The fastest growing tractor line in Wisconsin is LS Tractors. These high quality four-wheel drive diesel tractors have hydrostatic transmissions and will not break your bank. Learn about the full line of LS Tractors at Southern Wisconsin Tractor Experts, the Homesteader Store.
The House on the Rock attraction is celebrating 65 years of creating unforgettable experiences. Known for its fun environment and unique atmosphere, it offers a wide variety of seasonal positions, with many jobs extending well into the fall. Plus, they're now hiring for an operations manager role. There's something for everyone. For more details, call 608-935-3639, extension 1201, or visit thehouseontherock.com.
At U.S. Cellular, you can get four free phones of your choice and four lines for just $90 with no trade-in.
Great! I'll send a phone to each of my four daughters to see who calls me first.
That's sweet.
I can only pay for one of their weddings.
Oh,
I hope it's going to be Catherine, but I know it's going to be Sarah.
Get four lines for $90 a month and choose four of the latest phones for free. No trade-in or hidden requirements, and we'll pay off your current contract when you switch. U.S. Cellular. Built for us. Terms apply. Visit uscellular.com for details.
At Julie Karen State Farm, we are committed to making a difference. That is why we are a permanent drop-off site for the Richland Area Community Food Pantry, helping to ensure families in need have access to essential meals. Whether it's a box of cereal, a can of soup, noodles, or even crackers, collectively, all of the donations are appreciated at any time. Giving is not just about what you share, it's about the impact you make. Every act of kindness strengthens our community. Like a good neighbor, let's all be there.
Get ready, Richland Center. It's Bulls and Barrels at the Rockin' M Ranch, September 13th.
Gates and Saloon open at 3 p.m. The action kicks off at 7.
Watch as the toughest Cowboys face off against ranked Bulls and the fastest riders fly around the barrels. Admission is just $25. Kids 6 and under get in free. Enjoy vendors, great food, and a full bar with no carry-ins. Tickets are on sale now at Wyoming Saddle Company in Richland Center. Don't miss the adrenaline, the action, and the excitement. Bulls and Barrels, September 13th at Rockin' M Ranch.
WRCO Hometown Weather Watch is sponsored by the Schultz Mortgage Team. Call 608-738-8765 and learn how to buy a home without needing 20% down.
mild and muggy tonight with a 40% chance of scattered showers overnight. Maybe a thunderstorm, low 64. Partly to mostly cloudy, warm and muggy tomorrow. Spotty showers or thunderstorms are still possible through the morning hours, high 83. Mostly clear with patchy fog tomorrow night, low 62. And partly cloudy on Sunday. It will be warm and humid with a high of 87. Currently in Richland Center, it is sunny. The winds are out of the southwest at 1 mile per hour, and our current temperature is 79 degrees.
100.9 WRCO.
I didn't know if we were over or just on the rise. Was me thinking I could save us, just a mirage. I was burning up a highway that kept getting longer. With every turn of these tires, she just kept getting goner. And the sky was showing no signs of rain. Ain't nothing to lay in that plane. I'm racing through the desert, thinking I could catch her, but losing ground in this Chevrolet. And it's 747 somewhere between here and heaven, and heaven knows I let her slip away. I showed up and she's gone. Guess I got to Tucson too late. I wonder if she sat there stirring vodka with a straw, she counting down the seconds, or maybe having second thoughts, and was moving all made up in her mind. Would she changed it if she knew that I was racing through the desert, thinking I could catch her, but losing ground in this Chevrolet. And it's 747 somewhere between here and heaven, and heaven knows I let her. I showed up and she's gone. Guess I got to Tucson too late. Ooh. Now she's on some silver wings flying, and me, I'm on the bad side of good time. Yeah. I'm racing through the desert, thinking I could catch her, but losing ground in this Chevrolet. It's 747 somewhere between here and heaven, and heaven knows I let her slip away. I showed up and she's gone. Guess I waited too long, like a sad country song. Damn, I got to Tucson too late.
Hey, I love waking up to you each morning, and I love thinking about you every day. And when the day is through, I love coming home to you. Get it all up, that's a whole lot of love for you. Every morning as I drive to work, I love you all the way. I can't get no work done, cause I'm loving you all day. And when I get home to you, sweetheart, that's when loving really starts. Get it all up, that's a whole lot of love. Show me some love. Twice as much on Saturdays. Round the clock, my love don't stop. It just keeps piling up. Get it all up, that's a whole lot of love. And every morning as I drive to work, I love you all the way. I can't get no work done, cause I'm loving you all day. And when I get home to you, sweetheart, heart, that's when the loving really starts. Get it all up, that's a grown out of love.
Was Sarah Evans with I Keep Looking, and our time is 6:14, And temperature 79 degrees with the winds out of the southwest at 2 miles per hour. And yeah, high school football tonight. It's going to be kind of warm for some football. Doesn't even seem like that, but yeah, football tonight. And hopefully if you're going to a game, you enjoy whatever game you're attending this evening. And of course, I'm sure a lot of you are going out to Richland Center High School to see that game between the Hornets and New Glarus. So have some fun. And yeah, be sure to have some water with you too. So that way you can stay hydrated, so that way you don't get too hot. And from the WRCO Lost and Found Department, found a tricolored male beagle dog found in the Blue River area. If this sounds like your dog, give a call to 608-604-8213. Also found a Siberian Husky puppy wearing a red collar near the Richland Center VFW. If this sounds like your dog, give a call to 608-475-7298. Also found a gray tabby cat wearing a white collar. The cat was found on Cooper Hill Road last week. And if this sounds like your cat, give a call to 647-8896. And also a blue heeler dog with no collar was found on Ridgeview Lane, Viola. And give a call to 608-445-8758. And besides high school football, which will be coming up at 6:35 this evening right here on WRCO 100.9 FM, we will be bringing you Brewer baseball. Brewers are back in action after the day off. Not too good of a series. Their last series, they got swept in that series by the Texas Rangers. Texas was prepared for that game against the Brewers, but I think the Brewers are looking to come back and get some momentum going again as we get closer to the playoff time. So the Brewers will be taking on the St. Louis Cardinals in a three-game series. First game of that series, of course, starts tonight and be played at American Family Field. First pitch for that contest will be at 7:10, and you'll be able to hear the broadcast of that game on WRCE 107.7 and AM 1450. Sorry about that. And the pregame for that contest will be at 6:35.
Be sure and join me every Saturday morning from 5 until 10 a.m. on WRCO-FM, WRCO.com, and on the Civic Media app. Hello, this is Adam Hess. Saturdays, we bring you the best country music, news, weather, sports, some fun, and of course, Prime Movers starting at 8:30. If you have items to buy, sell, trade, or give away, join me every Saturday morning from 8:30 until 10 a.m. for Prime Mover, only on WRCO-FM, WRCO.com, and on the Civic Media app.
Hello, Coach. I don't know if I'll be able to play in tonight's football game. Someone said there was not a very long line at Pick-A-Duck, and I turned to run real quick, and I felt something pop.
Bill Lee on Saturday night. Feel the beat sweating to the oldies. Move your feet.
Well, for the A's, WRCO Saturday night will hit the airwaves with hits from 6 until midnight with some great rock and roll that you know and love. This time we'll stop and park in the year of 1965.
Help, I need somebody.
Help,
not just anybody.
Wait till the midnight hour.
Down in the boondocks.
Those Were the Days is sponsored in part by Vitesnik Power Sports, Convertibles and Classics, Advanced Pump and Well Solutions, Ash Creek Plumbing, Heating and Electric, Shet's Feed, Seed and Such, Culligan Water Conditioning, Inspired Innovation Salon, Jones Chevrolet, and Utter Brothers Restaurant and Creamery.
Come visit the Aikie School Museum Sundays, June through September, from 1 to 4 in the afternoon. See the history and all of the one-room school relics that are available for you. It's located midway between Twin Bluffs and Highway 60. Come visit us this summer.
100.9 WRCO.
It's Friday night football, man, we're gonna have a ball. It's getting cold, but that is fine. Two good teams gonna give all they got, putting it all on the line. When the sun goes down, the coin spins in the air. You know that it's almost time. They practiced all week, and here they are, under those Friday night lights. That's why we love Friday nights.
to stand still. Where boys live their dreams on the field. It's time for those Friday night lights.
When you live out west in the state of Texas, football's everyday life. No matter who you are or what you do, can't wait for Friday night. Now the week's come and gone, you're tired and worn, and the weekend rolls back around. Think you'll rest, but you stop and think, I can't miss those Friday night lights. That's why we love Friday nights, where time just seems to stand still. Where boys live their dreams out on the field. It's time for those Friday night lights. And you'll always remember those cool Septembers when next year rolls back around. You can't wait to see them back on the field. I'm thinking as I drive into town. Then you remember when you were young, waiting for the game to begin. Heart beat fast, and then it passed. It was so great to win. Boys, they turn into men, but they'll never, ever forget. When they drift back in time, they're back on the field. Under those Friday night lights. That's why we love Friday nights. Time just seems to stand still. Where boys live their dreams out on the field. Under those Friday night lights.
And guess it was wishful thinking.
I saw your truck. It's just my luck. Trying not to look, but I die to feel your touch.
We two falls on at 2 a.m. Both drunk, standing under neon lights. We two falls on. If you're looking at me singing, take me.
Always comes back around.
I don't want you. Boy, I need you. Whatever happened before, I don't care anymore. It's you over and over again.
We two fall gone at 2 a.m. Both drunk, standing under neon lights. We two fall gone. If you're looking at me singing, take me home. Should we take your
for long. Bartender, bring it on. Gonna dance to every song in my feel good blue, blue cowboy blues. Gonna round me up some rowdy and hank me up some fun. Gonna bask in the glow of that neon sun. A tall drink of water might take a shine to me. About to get my cowboy blues. Ooh. 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 Blue cowboy blues.
got a problem, so do I. But we ain't gonna solve them on a Saturday night. I just put a paycheck in the bank, and I ain't hit the town in a minute to drink. You had one of them, one of those weeks, stuck on repeat. I'll save you a seat. Come on now, swing on by, bring whatever's been on your mind. Locals on tap, bottles on ice, living time. My car's on the bar, you got nowhere to be. If you don't come through, buddy, that's on you. Cause the beer's on me. Yeah, the beer's on me. Ain't that right, Artie? Yeah, I'ma get around a two for all the ones. Just busting you back while you're cussing, son. And if your girl don't love you no more, well, here's a tall boy to cry in, and it's been paid for. And if you're short on cash, say cheers. Don't sweat it, leave the sweating to the beer. Come on now, swing on by, bring whatever's been on your mind. Locals on tap, bottles on ice, living on a feel-good standard time. Like my roof on the house, we turning up, got double cup, the sun's going down. With lagers, I'm a boxer, yeah, I need about 12 rounds. And I could be a sponsor if you like how that sounds. Tell me what you drinking, buckets for a Lincoln. I could cover you and me and everyone you bring. Come on now, swing on by, bring whatever's been on your mind. Locals on tap, bottles on ice, living on time. My car's on the bar, you got nowhere to be. If you don't come through, buddy, that's on you. Cause the beer's on me. Yeah, the beer's on me.
The beer's on me.
Gonna save you a seat. Cause the beer's on me. Come get a Bud Heavy, Busch Light, Killer Cold, Miller Blue Moon, Red Stripe. Natter Day. On me.
Hello again, everyone, and welcome to High School Football. It's the fourth weekend of the schedule. We have a good one lined up for you tonight. New Glarus at Richland Center. 3-0 New Glarus, 2-1 Richland Center. They'll kick it off in a little while tonight. Coming up, the Vitesnik Power Sports pregame show as we preview all of the games in our immediate area from WRCO Sports.
Hi, Garrett here with Vitesnik Power Sports in Richland Center. Sure, we have low prices and guarantees, but what really sets us apart is our service department. Our service team has over 200 years of combined experience ensuring quick turnarounds and top-notch satisfaction. With our newest quality control measures, we're cutting wait times and boosting appointments. Don't wait. Make your appointment today. When it comes to service, we don't mess around. Vitesnik Power Sports, Highway 14, Richland Center. Your satisfaction is our priority. It's what we do.
Vitesnik Power Sports.
Looking at the schedule this weekend, Boscobel plays Blackhawk Warren. That is a game tomorrow in Saturday football. Eight-player football, Monticello and Waniwak Weston are playing currently. That's Weston's homecoming game. North Crawford is at DeSoto, Kickapoo LaFarge at Belmont, and Highland at Wisconsin Heights. It's Berlin playing at Mauston in 11-player football, Reedsburg at Onalaska, Wisconsin Dells at Ripon, Beaver Dam travels to Sauk Prairie, and West Salem at Westby. In the SWAL, Fenimore at Benton Scales Mound Scholesburg, Cuba City at Mineral Point, Iowa Grant at Pecatonica Argyle, and Darlington is visiting southwestern East Dubuque. In action going on tonight in the Scenic Bluffs, Nacida at Hillsboro, New Lisbon at Cashton, Royal at Brookwood, and the Ithaca Bulldogs travel to Bangor. I talked to co-head coach Kyle Kelly of the Bulldogs this week.
Kyle, what were your impressions? What went well in last week's win over Hillsboro?
We were really able to establish the run, so that was one of our biggest strong points, and we fixed our penalty and turnover problem we've had the last two games.
I thought you finished well. I mean, you kind of you had to really dig deep in the end of that game, didn't you?
Yeah, like I said, we'd go down and score, and then they answered right back. So it was a back-and-forth matchup with two pretty evenly matched teams that we just happened to come out on top.
I think that you had a great running night from Houston Bolin, but your offensive line deserved a lot of credit, didn't it?
Yeah, whenever you have a big offensive night of running the ball, your offensive line should get credit that they deserve. They really worked hard knowing their assignment and their gap responsibility. They really put in the work, and it showed.
I think everything that we've talked about, you've got to probably do that and more in this game Friday night with Bangor, don't you?
Oh, yeah, 100%. It's going to be kind of the same situation, I believe, between both teams looking to run the ball. So whoever can control the line of scrimmage is probably going to win the game. We've got to make sure we limit turnovers and penalties.
We know Bangor well because Ithaca's played them a lot over the years. Are they similar to years past?
Yeah, pretty similar. They've added a few more wrinkles in on offense, though. They've gotten a little more complex, but they have a system, and obviously it works really well for them, and they're going to compete hard.
Ithaca football coach Kyle Kelly as his team travels to Bangor in a Scenic Bluffs spotlight game coming up this evening. Lots of good games in the area. When we come back, we'll talk about the Six Rivers and also about the Southwest Wisconsin Conference. Both have games coming up, including our broadcast New Glarus at Richland Center after the Vitesnik Power Sports pregame show.
Buying a new home, selling, refinancing? You're going to be asked to purchase title insurance. Get on the web, do a little research on what you're paying for, and then request a title company from your sales agent or banker. Hi, this is Mark Crary at TitleWorks LLC, inviting you to visit our website at titleworks-rc.com. In our industry, if our job is done properly, we prevent claims. TitleWorks LLC, Richland Center, Wisconsin, 647-7900.
Identity theft affects millions of Americans every year, robbing them of their finances, well-being, and peace of mind. Richland County Bank urges you to take steps to protect yourself. Never carry your Social Security card in your wallet. Avoid giving out personal information to unsolicited callers. And always shred receipts, credit offers, and expired cards. If you have questions, Richland County Bank is here to help. Richland County Bank, member FDIC, and an equal housing lender.
Looking for a place where independence meets support? Welcome to Schmidt Woodland Hills, a residential care apartment complex serving the community for over 60 years. Enjoy spacious private apartments, personalized care, and a warm, welcoming environment designed for active living and peace of mind. With delicious meals, social events, fitness programs, and on-site support, they help you live life to the fullest. Call 604-8931 today to schedule a tour. Celebrating 60 years of Christian care, compassion, and community.
Ever had your shower suddenly turn into a desert? I did just last weekend. I was in the middle of my morning routine when suddenly the water stopped. But I didn't panic. I hollered, "Hey!" Call Larry at Advanced Pump and Well Solutions in Richland Center. I know their service is so good and so fast, but I didn't even bother getting out of the shower. And guess what? I was right. Advanced Pump and Well Solutions had my water running again in no time. So if you're ever in need of water, and let's face it, who isn't? Remember Advanced Pump and Well Solutions of Richland Center. Call 608-649-4488 for service so good and fast, you won't even have time to grab a towel. Oh, if you see Larry, tell him to bring some soap for me. Tonight in the Six Rivers Conference, River Ridge is playing at Potosi-Cassville, and Riverdale is at Waseca-Seneca. The Chieftains lost last week to Potosi-Cassville. They're preparing for this week's game, and I caught up with Coach Jeff Johnson this week of Riverdale.
In a game like that, you know, you have a choice. You can come out and put up your best effort, or you can just kind of roll over. And our kids, they fought as hard as they possibly could. And against, you know, Potosi, they're ranked number one in the state. We had great intensity. We had some struggles on both sides of the ball, but still, you know what? We were able to hold a 7-6 lead for a lot of the first half, into the second quarter even. But, you know, they showed why they're number one in the state. They have good size. They have good depth. They wore us out, and they did what they were supposed to do.
As you prepare for this week, again, the challenges continue. This is a pretty good ball club you're playing on Friday night again, Jeff.
Yep. Seneca, Wazika, since their co-op, they've always been strong. Their offense is kind of like a combination of what we saw the last 2 weeks. They run a lot of option. They run a lot of wing tee. They've been consistent for probably the last 10 years.
What does Riverdale have to do in this game if you're going to come out on top?
Same as always. No mistakes, no injuries. If we can not turn the ball over, which we've been doing okay, and if we can eliminate our penalties, we will be in the game. Wazika's a good team. It should be a good test, but I think we're a good team too.
Who would you give the game ball to from last week's game?
You know, just based on Potosi's offense, Landon and Brody had a tremendous game. Landon had a forced fumble and a fumble recovery. They led in tackles. But that's where they ran to, and they did what they're supposed to do. Bevan Dennis came up with a critical pick on one of their drives to stop them, and then Owen, you know, he had our lone touchdown. He led the passing game. Our defensive line was pretty consistent, but, you know, when you're playing against 270-pound linemen, math wins. 270 is greater than 170, and Potosi is a really good team.
Riverdale football coach Jeff Johnson. Tonight in the Southwest Wisconsin Conference, Lancaster is at Platteville, Broadhead Judah at Dodgeville, New Glarus at Richland Center coming up on FM 100.9. Prairie du Chien is at River Valley. I talked to Tyler McLean, head coach of River Valley this week.
I think we know what we're capable of as an offense. You know, we're able to sort of control the game. Again, if our up front is able to sort of dominate, if that's depending upon whether if we want to throw the ball or run the ball. We got a lot of very good athletes that we can have touch the ball. I mean, this week Ty Larson kind of took that and ran with it, essentially, and literally. So it's great to see. You know, we have that capability to put that many points up. But again, it starts up front with those guys really dominating off the ball.
So you get off to a good start in the conference, and just one hurdle down, you got another big one this week, don't you?
Yeah, again, the defending champs of Prairie du Chien. I mean, they're a very, very good, well-coached team. Very have some talented players on them as well. Again, we're going to keep continuing to focus on us and how we handle things and how we sort of operate. Should be a great matchup for us this week.
Well, you played in this league, and, you know, when you play Prairie du Chien, it's kind of an event, isn't it?
Yeah, they definitely have their own swagger to them, which is great for the conference. They definitely have a lot of physicality as well, which is a great thing that we're going to have to match kind of intensity with intensity of our own. The nice part is we'll have our home crowd to kind of back us up here, and great opportunity for us to showcase what we've been working towards.
That's River Valley coach Tyler McLean on today's WRCO with Tesnik Power Sports pregame show. Enjoy the games in Southwest Wisconsin tonight. New Glarus and Richland Center coming up next.
Since 1959, Lakes Gas has been serving customers all over America's great Midwest with reliable propane services and great prices. From residential to commercial, 20-pound barbecue cylinders to large bulk tanks, Lakes Gas is a dedicated professional supplier of propane. They make propane services simple and customer-friendly with available automatic scheduled propane deliveries and online payment. Plus after-hours assistance and on weekends for urgent deliveries during crisis situations. Let Lakes Gas Company keep your family warm and business running. Call 647-7034.
Harvest season is in full swing, and it's crucial to keep your equipment running smoothly. Arneson Service and Repair in Hillpoint is here to help. Whether it's tractors, wagons, combines, or skid steers, if it's farm equipment, they'll fix it. From tire repairs and hydraulic hoses to oil changes, their skilled mechanics are ready to keep you working in the field. Call Arneson Service and Repair today, 986-4300, or visit arnesonrepair.com. Keep farming with Arnesons.
Thinking about buying or selling? Let us help. Give Century 21 Complete Service Realty a call for all your real estate needs. We specialize in residential, commercial, land, recreational, and country lifestyle properties. Let our worldwide exposure, our local expertise, convenient office location, and full staff of agents sell your property. Don't stress out. Call Century 21 Complete Service Realty, your friends in real estate. 647-6145.
Family Prescription Center, where your family always comes first.
This is Paul from the Prescription Center. For over 40 years, we have been a trusted member of the health care of our community. We've always been here for everyone. We have provided honest advice, low prices, and with the help of many of our friends, a pay-it-forward account to help those that can't afford their medication. We have always made every effort to make pharmacy affordable to all. If you want this type of service, let us be your pharmacy of choice.
Coach Troxell, Richland Center joins us. Coach, last week, that win is probably one of the biggest since you've been head coach, isn't it?
It is. You know, we talked all week, you know, about the indicators of success for kids and with our boys, you know, and number one is if an adult believes in you, if you got one person in your corner, right, that makes a huge difference. And then the second biggest indicator is if the kids believe in themselves. And I know that sounds so cliche, you know, but when you work with these kids week in and week out, right, okay, and they know what's authentic and what's real, you know, with those messages, you know, it stirs something inside, you know, with their performance. And I think that's what you saw down there at Lancaster this week is, you know, they were in a battle. They knew they were in a battle, you know, but they knew that their efforts would overcome, and that's exactly what they did. And it was awesome, you know, to go down to Lancaster, right, you know, ninth-ranked team in the state, you know, and get the upset. I mean, everybody thought was an upset, and we believed that that was going to be the outcome of the game the entire time. So it's just cool to see that kind of manifest to reality.
Well, there were some times where maybe fans had their doubts, you know, it got down to the last seconds, but the team, you know, and that come from behind win, what do you think that does for, you know, your motivation in future games and your confidence?
Oh, it does astronomical things for us, you know, and I think that's our kids, right? They will fight to the last second, you know, in order to put themselves in a position to have success and just give themselves a chance to take a ball game. So I think, you know, when you look at center, like you need to understand, right, it's four quarters of play. You know, we're not going to back down in the second quarter, right, or the fourth quarter. You know, you're going to get our best effort no matter if it's our varsity kids or our JV kids that are playing, which is awesome. You know, and as for that last drive, you know, 3 minutes left in the game, you know, I looked at Coach Darling and I said, hey, you got a two-point play that you like? And he goes, yep, sure do. And so we were faithful, right, that our boys were going to march down the field and have a long championship-level drive and punch it in. You know, and once we punched in down by 1 point, we knew with 3 minutes left that we were not going to go for the tie. You know, we were going to go for an opportunity to win the game and get out of there. And, you know, and that's a testament to our kids, you know, as a staff, you know, as a coach, like we believe in their abilities to make things happen. And it was just a nice little counter play. Everybody blocked down. It was a beautiful thing. Ethan Bindle came around the corner, pancaked a kid. I mean, that hole was probably about 15 feet wide and Brady Dosh just walked in, you know? So it was really cool to see that. I mean, hats off to our defense. I mean, our defense is playing really, really strong. Lancaster's a good, solid team, but our defense is playing very stout right now.
Among the stats, Brenton Baker had a huge ball game, didn't he?
He did. He had some very clutch catches for us as well. You know, I know two big conversions, and then that goal or that last touchdown, he put us in striking distance at the end of the ball game. You know, that was a busted play. It was a scramble. You know, Jaden Shep can make things happen with his feet. You know, and Brenton Baker is phenomenal in space. You know, and so he just kind of, you know, tiptoed along the back of the end zone. They lost him in coverage, and that window was tiny, you know, that Jaden threw it, but it was right on the money. Brenton's got great hands and secured that touchdown for us. So that was a cool, cool play. There's a handful of those plays in my coaching career, you know, that are just like, wow. You know, I get to just be a spectator and see awesome things happen, and that was definitely one of the coolest plays that I've seen while here at center.
Well, one down in the conference, and another one steps up this week. What do you know about this week's opponent?
Yeah, so we got New Glarus. State rankings just came out, and they're eighth in the state. I know that those numbers mean nothing to us. You know, I mean, we go to the Logan scrimmage, and I think Logan's third in the state in their division. Aquinas is top five. You know, we had Potosi number one, Lancaster number eight, right? But like we want competition like this. You know, that's been a change over the last few years here at center. And so you get a ranking, you come in. I mean, our mentality is prove it. Prove you're the eighth best in the state of Wisconsin, all right? Because we're going to make you. And our boys look at that, and they're not afraid, and they're ready to go toe-to-toe. I think the first three games that they've had aren't nearly as competitive as what we've had. I mean, they had a Pecatonica team that was a blowout, you know, and then they followed it up with a close game against Belleville that was kind of sloppy, you know, and then opening conference play with Dodgeville. You know, and on the other hand, we had the gauntlet coming out of the gates with Potosi and then Lancaster and so on. So I think that our matchup is very favorable. But at the end of the day, we got to go and we got to prove that we're the better team on the field that night.
From what they do, are they similar to anybody you've seen or will see this year, Andy?
Yeah, to be honest with you, defensively, they're us. They run a 3-5, you know, and we've run that forever, and we've run against it in practice, you know, for the last 8 years. So they'll go with a 3-3 stack, you know, and their edges are going to play off the ball. Now, that might change a little bit, you know, when they play us and see how much we like to run the ball. But our ability to kind of run against a 3-3 is pretty good because we know the inner workings. And this is where it's really cool to have Coach Darling, right, who was my defensive coordinator and ran the 3-5 for years. Now he's my offense coordinator, and he's attacking a 3-5. And so we've had some really good conversations about what did we learn that teams exploited against us in the past, and now we can start to use that as part of our game plan and our arsenal going forward.
A couple of long road trips. Got to be happy to be at home this week, Coach.
Oh, it's always great to play at center, you know, in front of a home crowd. You know, we just got to stay focused and stay true to the game plan. So, you know, not let up big plays. And I think we've done a pretty good job at minimizing those, you know. So I talked about offense, but defensively, you know, Coach Clerkin's D is playing awesome, you know. So if we can stop the run and force them out of their game plan and have them go through the air, you know, I think that that would really kind of play into our favor. So we're excited to kind of put on a show, you know, and just show the home crowd that, you know, it's not a fluke. We're 2-1 and 1-0 in conference play. Like, we've got some high goals, and we're going to do whatever we can to go after them.
All right, Coach. We look forward to it. Good luck this weekend.
All right. Thanks, Phil. I appreciate it.
You bet. Coach Andy Trunks is joining us here on WRCO Sports.
At WRCO FM 100.9, we're proud to bring you all the excitement, energy, and heart of local sports. We're more than just fans of the game. We're fans of every team, every player, and every community. That makes it special. Local sports are the heartbeat of our hometowns, and we're committed to honoring the effort, teamwork, and spirit they represent. From the first whistle to the final buzzer, and from players and coaches to fans and officials, this broadcast is for you. Thanks for joining. This is Local Sports on WRCO Radio, where community comes to play.
From Avitus Rip Field, hello everyone. Welcome to tonight's featured broadcast on WRCO. The Richland Center Hornets hosting New Glarus, and we are set for the action here. The Glarner Knight football team, as Coach Stroxel mentioned, coming in with a record of 3-0 after victories against Pecatonica Argyle, 49-0, Belleville, 10-6, and Dodgeville, 27-6. They play tonight here at Richland Center, and it is their third four road games. For the Richland Center Hornets on the other side, with the win that we had on the radio a few weeks ago against Viroqua, 47-8. They lost to Potosi Cassville by 5, which was a very good game, 32-27. And then, of course, the come-from-behind win last week against the Lancaster Flying Arrows in very exciting fashion. The team hoping to continue on with some of that momentum this week. We'll have more about the game coming up in a moment here as we look at these two teams lining up in the end zones and getting ready for the announcements here in just a little bit. The Glarner Knights, coached by DJ Shutt, and they have a fairly young squad. Quite a few on the line are underclassmen, including a couple of sophomores. And here's a fascinating fact about New Glarus. They have three sets of twins on the team, so I'm not sure if that's a hard thing for Coach Shutt and company to get around. But many times in football, you have nicknames, so there's probably some nicknames that go along with that. Some really impressive stats and numbers from last week's game for the Hornets. So not only a win, but they really had some impressive stats in that contest, including kickoff returns by Brenton Baker, 27 and 45-yard runs, and Brenton, the leading tackler, with 10 tackles, 5 assist tackles, and also one interception. Right now, for Mitchell Center High School, the playing of our national anthem. Tonight's National Anthem, the game on WRCO-FM in Richland Center, Wisconsin, is coming up right around the bend on WRCO and WRCO.com.
Proud to serve our local community, City Utilities of Richland Center is committed to supporting our area youth. With a team of dedicated local professionals, we provide top quality service at the lowest possible cost for our water, wastewater, and electric customers. As a proud member owner of WPPI Energy, we're helping our community grow and thrive for the future. Richland Center, a public utilities community since 1880, working for you every day.
Open season hunting outlet LLC Richland Center has what you want to enjoy hunting and target practicing in the great outdoors. From 17 caliber varmint guns to shotguns, deer rifles, trail cameras, and archery. Open season hunting outlet open from 11 to 5 Monday through Friday and Saturday 8:30 until 2 at 182 North Main Street, Richland Center. Or call 649-0030. Competitive prices on guns, ammo, and other outdoor needs. Stop at Open Season Hunting Outlet or visit openseasonoutlet.com.
The teams have been announced, and we are just about set for kickoff time tonight here in Richland Center at Avitus Rip Field. Some other stats from last week's game. Impressive runs by Brady Dosh, who's had a great start to the season. 150 yards on 15 attempts and one touchdown. Jaden Shep had 63 yards rushing and 11 attempts. And also the passing department, 7 for 10 for 121 yards and one interception. Liam Fingerson was on the receiving end of 66 yards, and Brenton Baker, 55 yards on the three attempts, including the winning, well, the touchdown that got him within winning shape there, and of course, Brady Dosh running in the two-point conversion to put the Hornets over the top in that one. Richland Center will kick off. The Glenner Knights to my right, the Hornets to my left, and the Hornets getting set to tee the ball. The official going over a few last things, and they'll put it in the tee and get ready to kick it off. Leif Morris will do the kicking here tonight, the kickoff from the sophomore. Leif is back to do the honors, and the Glenner Knights have a couple of men back deep at the 10-yard line. We hope you enjoy it. Here we go. It is time for some football from Richland Center tonight. End over end is going to be taken by the Glenner Knights right around the 15 to the 20. Return man is number 5, Will Pinnell. Got a good return. Turns inside 35, 40, out to around the 44-yard line. So a good return. Pinnell with the return, and Leif Morris, the kicker. And he was the one that made the tackle as well. So that's where the Glenner Knights will take over first and 10. Their quarterback is Matt Rote, number 2. In the running back positions, Carson Freckle and Tucker Sisko. Noah Garcia as well at a fullback. And along the line, Bubba Whedon, Riley O'Bell, William Glatfield.